All right, so let's get the show on.
All right. Okay. Are we ready? And we're going in 5, 4.
Commence.
3.
Shake.
2.
Down.
1.
You're listening to This QPOC Life, a podcast that looks at the world through the lens of a queer person of color. Now, if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're coming back, oh, we've got a lot to talk about.
Oof.
As always, we are joined by our esteemed panel of top-scoring judges. Come judge for me. Come judge for me.
Hey, y'all. My name is Carlos, and you can catch me online at Trey Fabulo. My pronouns are he, she, they, hers is, and once again, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Hispanic Heritage Month, bitch.
But we do have an extra question, though, Carlos, because it's the first. Some people are coming in for the first time ever listening to us.
Yeah.
Who are you and what do you do? What's your story?
I am a chief human resources officer at an advertising agency, except I'm not a chief. I'm just a directrix. And I'm also sometimes a drag queen and a singer and a bon vivant.
A bon vivant.
I'm going to pepper more French in over the course of this season. That's actually my goal.
Oh, that's fancy. You French or something?
Yeah. Oh, so we're moving beyond charcuterie?
Yeah, next week, next week my pronouns will be Saison Marguerite.
Oh,
okay. Like a margarita? Fancy.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, speaking of fancy, you may call me Jolie. That's Joe with no E. And if you need me, that is how you will find me around the internet. My pronouns are they, them, and theirs. I am a graphic designer, audio engineer, music producer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Bon vivant.
Bon vivant.
Noted singer.
Noted singer and soloist in the PAO. Thank you for that, Zach.
You're welcome.
Zach basically
wrote that in there.
Celebrated stunt puller.
Yeah, there we go.
Celebrated stunt puller.
And high patriarch of the new order.
Thank you. Next, let's go down the line.
Hi, everyone. My name is Zachary Ayres. I am an animator and illustrator from Detroit, Michigan, and I am a part-time drag queen, full-time notable icon. And my, my pronouns are open. My social media DMs are also open, and you can find me at Zachary Ayres, at ZACHARYARES on the internet.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jonathan, a.k.a. Blasian FN May. Pronouns are he, him, and hises.
Thank you, hises.
What do I do? I'm a content creator and a bubble tea connoisseur. And my social media are Blasian FMA on all platforms.
Including Pornhub.
Including Pornhub, which I just had to send our friend Justin my links to...
Excuse me?
My favorites list, because Justin J tweeted something about how can you be dragging these white boys, but then your Pornhub links are all of white sex.
Ooh,
and I was like,
bitch.
I'm doing better, bitch, with mine. He wasn't talking to me. It wasn't even a subtweet. He just randomly said that. But I was like, I'm doing better. Mine have, out of like 70 videos, it's two... All black people.
We know you like Armin Rizzo.
It's like, I like interracial because I'm interracial. But hey, this is the award winning.
This QPOC Life.
This QPOC Life.
Hey.
This QPOC Life.
The more things change,
the more they stay the same.
And I think all of this is getting recorded over the theme song.
That's fine.
We could do it. No, people, this is the content people want to hear.
They have multitudes.
Bravery.
With Pose dominating 2019, which rightfully so,
hello.
I sat down with Michael Robeson, legend of the ballroom. We talked about the history of ballroom culture. So, like, folks, did you know that in the early 2000s, hairdressers showed their celebrity clientele clips of ballroom events on the earliest versions of YouTube, and that's how black and brown queer terminology began to spread amongst the white mainstream?
Oh. It suddenly makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Out of the people who didn't know about Vogue and ballroom and all that later in life, like myself, I'm at least privileged to say that I've known about it since at least 2008. That's still much later than it's... You know, just the entire community existing, but there are hella people, like you just said, who are just now finding about it through Pose seasons one and two. Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And then maybe before that, RuPaul's Drag Race, because they do a quote death drop, and people are trying to figure out where they do these quote death drops from.
And there was these seminal moments. So you think about 2000, funny you said 2008, you think about 2008, 2009. What happened back to back, a trans woman, black trans woman, Isis King. She went on America's Next Top Model and came out as trans. And Isis King is from the house ball community. She was Isis Tsunami. At the same time, Pony and Malachi and Deshawn and Laomi. And Prince were all part of Vogue Evolution.
Right.
And they went on MTV's America's Best Dance Crew as the very first black and Latino openly gay and trans dance crew. And so that began to happen. And then a guy named Eric Archibald from the House of Milan, was legendary at the time. Now it's Icon, but it's legendary at the time. He was in the House of Milan, and he was on a show called MTV Styles. And why he's important is because he and some other Milans were junior stylists under June Ambrose in the early days of Puffy and Missy and styling them. And there was a split between June and the they. Part of the conflict was around believing they were not, their stories or their acknowledgement, their craft was not being acknowledged, and they went on their own. And so that, when in 2000 and maybe nine, when that show came on, it then marked another moment for ballroom. And then there was a show on Oxygen called House of Style thing, and Atiba, who was in the House of Milan, he was on that. And then you begin to see this stuff roll out. A little later, Tyra was on Strut. Trace Lissette was on Amazon's Transparent. Amaya King was on Lee Daniels' Star, and Miss Lawrence is on Star, and then Pose happens.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, girl, that tea was hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I love a hot take. Zach loves a hot dish.
With tater sauce.
Zach loves a hot dish.
I thought you were going to go for a completely different D word. I was not prepared for that word.
Well, as much as we all love a hot D word, Jonathan, where can people listen to the entire thing?
The entire thing will be on a future episode of this QPOC Live soon. But if you are one of our many patrons, the interview in full should already be up.
Sweet.
Ooh. Come on, privileges.
Yes.
And you can become a patron for just one whole doll hair.
A doll hair?
One doll hair.
Just one.
I think we're going to make it for the $5 ones.
$5?
$5?
A whole foot long.
So consider it.
We got your $5, sis.
Trust, we got your $5. So if you're just listening for the first time, you may not know the power of a self-care check-in.
Hey.
Each week, we like to take a moment and ask each other, how are you doing? Because the simple act of mental health amongst queer people of color is an act of rebellion in this economy.
These perilous times.
TM. When we last left our merry band of adventurers, I assigned us a 3-point plan to take us to and through the summer. And that was very simple. It was glow up, show up, hoe up. Mm. So, Jonathan, did you follow the instructions for the summer?
Yes, and I did extra credit from your book, actually.
Oh,
so
she's writing books now.
She's giving me hot girl summer.
From I partook in this keto life.
Yeah.
On June 5th, I went to
the
doctor.
Did you lose weight in your spirit?
Oh, well, I didn't get to that level. I just got down to my goal, which was, I'm not, for the sake of everybody listening, you know, we're all at different levels, so I'm not going to say what my weight was. But for me, in my personal journey, it had to happen. I was like, let me get on my Trey Fabulo and, get on this keto. That rhymes. Wow.
Damn.
So now you're speaking French.
Wow.
Well.
So yeah, it was successful. So that was the glow up, I think.
Yes.
The show up was I showed up for myself. I finally declared that the name of my project, and I've been writing it, and I'm in now here in, is it September still?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to start casting. So
okay.
We're going to do an interview. It's my first directorial debut, I guess, if you will. I've worked on projects in the past, but this is something that I'm creating and a story I'm telling and producing. It's called Crutches, Project Crutches, and that's all I'll say right now. And then the hoe up, I mean, how deep do we have to go into this? Carlos was talking about fucking on the dance floor, so I'm going to say...
I mean, how deep is your love?
I hooked up in my building basement.
Yes.
In the laundry room. Oh. So that was really fun. And
people wash their clothes there, Jonathan.
So at least it's a clean space. But actually, the thing is,
people wash more than their clothes there, hon.
They wash their ass. No, it was super spontaneous because it was a grinder hookup and he came over and.
And you were doing laundry.
No, my room was too messy. And I was like, shit, I don't want someone to see my dirty ass room. So I was like, oh, there's
the
basement.
So you brought him to the.
I was like,
to the swing space in the basement.
Well,
you couldn't even take him in and offer him a glass of water?
Well, he got that afterwards.
Oh.
Because he got a workout.
As a parting gift.
Yeah.
And then you sent him on his way.
Sent him on his way. But I'll throw the question back to you, Carlos.
Oh, okay, great. Well, now that I'm back from my summer tour.
She was so ready.
She did so much. So the glow up, this keto life has continued. I'm basically at around my goal weight. There's always like a little bit more that I could do, but I'm happy where I'm at. I'm just going to keep toning and doing what I need to do. I actually, my gym closed, the location that I was going to.
Oh, no.
And then I was in the market for a new gym. It just so happens that was the
Equinox.
Same time during the whole Equinox kerfuffle. I was actually considering Equinox, and I was like, well, no, now I can't do it because they are on record as being Trump supporters. So, no thanks. So now I belong to Crunch Gym. She's a Crunch girl, honey. Going to the classes, doing well.
But at least you are going to Crunch and your face is not Crunch.
Thank you.
Nary a crunch.
Nary a crunchy crunch, honey. And then showing up, I traveled a whole bunch over the course of the summer. And it was important for me because that was also part of the things that I wanted to accomplish over the course of this year. I told myself I'd travel more and I did. Went to Chicago, went to Curacao, went to Boston, went to P-Town.
Now, was the travel part of the hoeing up? Because I feel that, like, that's the only way we could, like, plug
that in.
Was
it an integrated experience?
I mean, we can, por qué no los dos, as much as we want between traveling and hoeing. So there was some traveling and some hoeing, including when I was in, I'll keep this brief, but when I was in Chicago and I stayed at a Mr. B&B, which is the queer version of an Airbnb.
Oh, I love this story.
And normally I rent out an entire space for myself, but this time I said, you know what? I'm going to take a risk and I'm going to stay in a multiple bedroom situation and just rent a room.
So you stayed in the host.
So the host hosted me for the first night and the last night of our experience. And it was great. I had a wonderful, wonderful time and I made it a good new friend. So
no, I'm confused. Wait, because there's a lot of like
there are
euphemism and double entendres, and
yes.
I'm very slow.
There's
so
multiple
like,
entendres.
Did you stay at a hotel or like house with multiple rooms?
I stayed at it was a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo.
Okay,
there's literally a service called Mr. B&B.
Okay,
it's like
I get that. And the queer version of Airbnb. But now, where was so the person that owned the condo lived in there with you, as opposed to like the thing that we all did,
where
person
we rented
was not
a whole
there.
Place? Mm. Correct.
Okay,
so,
and so
he stayed
you had
in the
sex
master
with
bedroom.
The person.
I did.
Okay,
I did.
Were there other people there wanting to also have? Like, was it Gay Bachelor?
No. It was just the two of us. It was a 2-2, and that's it. And he was in the master, and I was in the guest room. And no, it was great. And then while he was out of town for a couple of days, I had some other people over at the place. So I had a very successful summer. I'm very proud of myself.
Hey.
And now it's just figuring out what I'm going to do for the back half of this year. I've already got a couple trips planned. I'll be in D.C. in October. In the Dominican Republic in
you
November.
Might as well just start OnlyFans
and in Puerto Vallarta in December. So she's going to be international doing some more hoeing. So I'm excited.
You need a videographer? Start your career on
girl,
OnlyFans?
No.
Carlos is a Christian. They don't have an OnlyFans,
Jonathan. We're broadcasting these
Christian
things.
Mingle.
Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle.
Let
oh
it be,
God,
let it be
no.
known that only one person here at the table has an OnlyFans.
That's true.
And that is me.
That is Jonathan Gibbs.
That is Jonathan Gibbs.
For Bible verses and scripture.
Inspirational.
Exactly. Inspirational Bible verses.
Inspirational stuff. So that's enough about me and my summer. How about you, Zachary Aries? Tell us everything.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know if I followed the 3-point plan
that's
exactly
okay.
correct.
It just means you failed.
Okay. Well, but I feel that I did a lot of other things in terms of, okay, so let's see, in terms of glowing up. I am on a brand new medication for weight loss.
Yay.
Let me tell you about Belvique.
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
Wendy.
I could go into it. But this one is like the mini version of all the other ones. So my endocrinologist is slowly throughout the course of the next like 12 months, like
Dr. Saddam.
Nope. I have a Russian doctor, and she's much prettier than I am. So over the course of the next 12 months, I'll be weaned off of it, into normalcy. But, since then, for the past month, I've had a personal trainer that I signed up with, and it was a package deal. It was so cheap, and I could pay in increments, which is very helpful.
Oh, that is nice.
For a personal trainer?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I didn't have to pay like all of this money up front. Instead, yeah. It was like, oh, pay now, pay then. It was so wonderful. And she's really, really cool.
Yes, a lady personal trainer.
She walks around with her Wonder Woman cup and just working out and making me feel awful about myself. But,
amazing.
But very motivational. Very motivational. She's really, really good. So I've been having a lot of fun with that. I really enjoy it. That's the glowing up. The showing up, I showed up to work.
Okay.
That's half the battle.
Congrats.
80% of the battle.
Congrats
sometimes.
For me. Randomly, in mid-season, which never happens for my department, but I got a promotion out of the blue.
Yeah.
Which is why I stopped believing in the stars, because on the stars app that tells you the future, it was like, you better watch out, girl. Today's going to be a rough day at work. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to get fired.
So that made you stop believing in astrology
mm-hmm.
and tarot card readings.
And witch books, gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
It's not Christian. So that was that. In terms of the hoeing up, Oh,
you did that.
There we go.
Well, surprisingly, not as much as other members at the table.
Reserve that judgment.
Because the Bible says, don't bury your talents.
Because when you point a finger, there's three coming right back at you, girl.
You're rubber and we're glue. No, we're rubber and you're glue.
Wait. At any rate, in terms of the hoeing and the showing, at the end of the day, I had a lovely summer.
Good.
So that was my JoJo. What about your 3-point plan?
There wasn't one.
Oh,
my summer was bullshit, y'all. I'm not gonna.
But you don't like summer.
No, but like it was. I don't like summer, but this summer was just really, really, really difficult for me. I don't want to drag the mood down too much, but it was challenging. I went from feeling really successful with the freelancing to suddenly like, oh God, there's no work, and I was in panic mode most of the summer. And I owe my sister money for bills. I'm behind on my student loan stuff. And so I've been like struggling a lot with anxiety, and just like going through that sort of left me depressed and anxious the past couple of weeks. And just like, honestly, being here with y'all today, it's a relief, but it's also a victory for me, because I was about to get in the shower to get ready to come here, and suddenly I just couldn't move. So I texted the city's mental health wellness hotline today and got on text with one of their counselors, which was really awesome. And just getting through that today helped me just sort of like, okay, I can breathe, and I focus on the fact that I'm going to be here. I'm going to be with my three very good friends, because like, I just know that I'm going to be here. I'm going to be affirmed. I'm going to feel great. I'm going to laugh my head off, which everybody has heard up until this point. And I'm just really happy to be here. I'm just so appreciative to have this space with the three of you to just sort of like be here and be myself and just let it all go for a little while and just know that I'm going to be fine. And I also look real cute with this new haircut, because I chopped my hair off
over
the summer.
Oh my God.
So I did glow up.
The stunt work
did glow
over
up.
The summer.
The stuntery. The stunt work.
Yeah, I just, over the summer, I did some exploring about what it means to be non-binary, because I want to part of my challenge to myself is figuring out how do I be more and more of myself all of the time. And
don't ascribe to ones and zeros.
Well, there we go.
That's and, a start.
And part of that is challenging how I perceive myself, because I did a lot of homework about like what my root beliefs are, and I want to change those things. And y'all saw this. I posted a picture of a t-shirt design I want to put out called God is Non-Binary.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, like, it begins with challenging that, like the things that I was taught and reinventing those things. So I'm excited about that and what that's going to mean for me. And on a happy note, something I read this really wonderful book over the last weekend called I Wish You All the Best. It's written by Mason. Oh, gosh, I'm forgetting his last name. Mason D. something. And they are a non-binary writer. And the story is a young adult romance coming of age story. And it's so wonderful. And it just helped me to sort of like reframe my own conversation about what that means for me. And I'm going to step more and more into that. And if people have a problem with it, fuck them.
Then you don't need them in your life, honey.
So
cast them out.
It is unfortunately making me think about my relationship with some spaces in my life and whether or not I feel like I belong there anymore. But that's another conversation.
For another day, honey.
Sis. Mm. And another time.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the subject of things that we're planning to do. So I had this thought the other day and, you know, because of our podcast schedule functioning essentially during the school year, in a way, we have a unique opportunity here to have not one, but kind of two New Year's resolutions. So we will each be setting one goal to accomplish between today and the end of season three. So, well, I'll start. And that we will do it clockwise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my goal by the end of season three is to be able to have entry-level kindergarten conversation in Tagalog. Jonathan.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I need to get back to the roots.
Mine is going, I mean, it fits perfectly with my already declaration. Finish, I guess we're going to end in like end of May like we usually do. So by then I should have finished. What is this phase? Production? Like there's pre-production, production, post-production. Mm-hmm. So principal photography in my web series.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. I want to have my own gigs booked for Pride and getting paid for them. Making that very clear.
I sense a little shade.
I want to be better about saving money. And so I want to put away at least $3,000 between now and the end of our season.
I thought you were going to say $3,000 a month.
$30,000.
No, $3,000 put away. I want to be very specific about the dollar amount.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Batting the hatches because...
Honey, she can be frugal when she needs to be. So... Clearly, my three-point plan has inspired this movement for the entire season, and that feels correct.
And with that, you all, our time together comes to a close, and we want to say a special thank you to all you crazy kids who come back and listen to us again and again and again. And again.
Mm.
And again.
For some reason.
For some reason.
For some reason.
Because we're entertaining quality content. Yes.
And I am so excited because this information is, and I'm looking forward to another legendary season of this podcast. And with that, you may call me Jolie.
I'm Zach.
I'm Carlos.
And I'm Jonathan. And this is
the award-winning This QPOC Life.
This episode of This QPOC Life was recorded at Brick Arts Media in downtown Brooklyn, New York. Music and editing is by Jolie. Remember, you can talk to us at This QPOC Life on social media and on our website, www.thisqpoc.life. If you enjoyed the show, please share us with your friends and family and rate us on all the platforms. Thank you for being a part of this QPOC family.
Ew.
Ew.
Woo!